Welcome to Nashville. I have the pleasure of starting out today with a message that comes straight from the top. Bill Ivey, the executive director of the Country Music Foundation, recently served on Bill Clinton's Committee for the Arts and the Humanities, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that.
You can probably do that as well as I can.
Yeah, I've done it. Just put it somewhere.
Put that right there.
Great.
Put that in your pocket. Wherever it's from.
Good morning, everybody. I want to add my welcome to, I know the welcome that John has already extended. He works with me at the Country Music Foundation, and it's wonderful for us to have ARSC in Nashville and for the CMF to kind of reconnect with an organization that was really important to us back in the 1970s into the middle 1980s, and we sort of drifted away, and I think this group is so important in issues of preservation and dissemination of our recorded cultural heritage that we're delighted to have you here and delighted to give you an opportunity to take a look at the foundation's facilities, get a little bit of a behind-the-scene glimpse of what we're trying to do with our programming at the Country Music Hall of Fame. That was my CMF hat. I'm going to put on my President's Committee hat now and talk just a little bit about this report, which is called Creative America, which was released February 23rd. About 2.5 years ago, I became a member of an entity called the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities. It's sort of the third organization, and I guess the least known of the three, National Endowment for the Arts, National Endowment for the Humanities, and then the President's Committee. It's a committee of 29 volunteer citizens from around the U.S., and it has the heads of the federal cultural agencies as ex officio members of the committee. So not only NEA and NEH, but also Smithsonian Institution, Library of Congress, National Park Service, Institute for Museum and Library Services, and so on. When the committee was formed 2.5 years ago, and I say formed, it was actually first appointed during the Reagan administration, but when President Clinton appointed his committee 2.5 years ago, he asked the committee to come up with a report on American culture. Particularly, he wanted a report that would articulate the fundamental and intrinsic values of the arts and the humanities. And he also wanted the report to contain a description of what constitutes our cultural sector and the contributions of that sector to American life. And he also wanted us to comment on trends in funding of the cultural sector with special attention to the federal role. So this report, as I mentioned earlier, was completed late last year and was released to the public in a press conference at the Library of Congress on February 23rd. We were able, working through our honorary chair, the First Lady, to have the President insert a paragraph about the arts and the humanities in his State of the Union address, which is, as far as we know, in fact we do know, it's the first time a State of the Union has ever mentioned the arts and the humanities. And the President on February 4th said, "Our economy is measured in numbers and statistics, and it's very important. But the enduring worth of our nation lies in our shared values and our soaring spirit. So instead of cutting back on our modest efforts to support the arts and humanities, I believe we should stand by them, challenge our artists, musicians, and writers, our museums, libraries, and theaters to join with all Americans to make the year 2000 a national celebration of the American spirit in every community, a celebration of our common culture in the century that has passed and in the new one to come in the new millennium, so that we can remain the world's beacon of liberty and creativity long after the fireworks have faded." In the report, there are some specific recommendations, and those recommendations are framed within the context of what's called a Millennium Initiative. That is a a series of activities that will take place over the next 3 years, culminating in a big celebration at the turn of the century. But the six initiatives, the six recommendations that fall under the Millennium Initiative are the following. First, to renew American philanthropy. Second, to assess our preservation needs in relation to America's cultural capital. Third, to create a public-private partnership to digitize cultural materials and make them available. Fourth, a strengthening of arts and humanities in education. Five, an investment in leadership, which really is a euphemism for requesting more money for our federal agencies, particularly those that fund the arts and the humanities. And then finally, a recommendation for a White House forum to enhance our knowledge and understanding of other nations and other cultures. The reason I wanted to bring the report to the attention of this group is really the second and third, and perhaps to an extent the fourth, of these recommendations. First is the assessment of preservation needs. Third, the public-private partnership to digitize cultural materials. And I guess to an extent that fourth recommendation, which is the strengthening of the arts and humanities in education. Once this report was released, representatives of the committee began a conversation with the White House as to what kinds of initiatives, what kinds of activities might be appropriate over the next 3 years. And one of the things that surfaced again and again was the idea that we needed to find out where our cultural materials were housed, what their condition is at the present time, and then put in place a preservation plan and some program to digitize and disseminate these materials, at least to our educational institutions, so that young people have a grasp of America's cultural heritage. In casting the net as to what constitutes cultural heritage, the committee took a very broad view. And so we're talking about not only what would normally be found in a traditional library, but we're talking about film, radio and television materials, commercially released sound recordings, manuscripts, and various editions related to the work of commercial book publishers. In general, this broad sense of what has defined American society over the last couple of centuries, with the idea that really these materials are our calling card, the calling card of American democracy that we use in communicating with cultures around the world. As you all know, because you're involved in preservation issues with a segment of our cultural capital, it's a vast, vast undertaking. But the exciting thing about it is that in all of our discussions with the White House, issues of preservation and dissemination have remained high on the list of priorities. I can't stand here and tell you exactly what's going to happen, but it looks as though there's a good possibility of, say, a White House gathering of parties interested in preservation with those entities that produce and own much of the copyrighted intellectual property that constitutes our cultural capital, bringing those parties together in order to set some preservation goals and some dissemination possibilities. This organization is important because you've been involved in preservation issues for such a long time. And I think that as the agenda gets developed, we'll be coming to ARSC and other organizations to help set the specifics of the kind of programs that are outlined here only in the most general terms. I did speak to the board yesterday, and we think it would be wonderful if ARSC could actually formally endorse those portions of Creative America which deal with preservation and access and dissemination of cultural materials. Even if that's not possible, I want to make you aware of the existence of this report and also aware of the fact that there is an ongoing effort on the part of the committee working with the White House to actually implement some of these recommendations so that this report, Creative America, does not end up simply another one of those dozens of things that have been completed over the years that sit on shelves somewhere, a lot of nice words, but no, with no action coming from them. I've got about 20 copies of the report over here. There are probably another 15 or so back at the Hall of Fame, so that those of you who can't get one today can pick one up when you're touring the museum and our archive tomorrow. I realize I'm telling you about something you haven't had a chance to read, so you have to kind of take it on faith that that the contents is useful and good and virtuous, but I think you will be pleased by the scope and the breadth of the analysis and the recommendations in Creative America. I don't know if we want to take any time for questions right now. I will be around tomorrow when you're touring our facility, but I would hope that this group and your board would be able to take some action in support of Creative America, and I know it would certainly help our efforts with the White House. And I think it's something that we'll see played out, I think, in a very positive way over the next 3 years. So thank you very much. This is it. It's done. I don't know who's next. I can't.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Yes. Talk about it. All right, that's it. I think that sounds fine.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Oh.